Gmail James Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com. At voice, Facebook post, intentions to file complaint with Denver County District Attorney's Office, re, hashtag conspiracy exposed in Denver HIV, AIDS housing and HIV, AIDS social services sources of hate and harassment and embarrassment to the Denver HIV, AIDS community as whole, hater and discrimination has been allowed to win. Martin J. Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com, Monday, May 21, 2018 at 8:05 a.m. 2. Denver District Attorney's Office, info at denverta.org, Chief Executive Officer Daryl J. Vigilimbaugh, daryl.vigil at coloradohealthnetwork.org. CC, Cinnamon, The Spice of Life to Makes Nice, Romeo, Cinnamon at rockymountaincares.org, Daryl Johnson, daryl.johnson1 at q.com, Jennifer Maddock, jmaddock at pillar.biz, Jamie Villalobos, jamie.villalobos at coloradohealthnetwork.org, Angela Keaty, angleac at coloradohealthnetwork.org, Shannon Southall, Shannon at rockymountaincares.org. Dear Denver County District Attorney's Office, I have a conspiracy charge against 4 separate organizations in collusion and 6 individually named persons. It is my intention to file a complex story that will require additional investigations. What this conspiracy of events will show, a goal point targeted effort to bring forward a successful eviction, that did occur in November even though the process was forecast in July that was carried through. Because this process had been used in my previous experiences of an eviction case from 2006 in HIV, AIDS housing in Oakland, California. With this forecast story casting created in an email to case management and building managements, in July, the systemic planned attack against me, as a community member must be brought forward in complaint. It is my intention to be treated as seriously harmed but reconcilable, and with a reconciliation settlement already placed forward into perspective, is copied to a project nonprofit called It Gets Better Project about gay youth suicide prevention, that would be the preferred outcome. It is by the informational hemorrhaging of employee-to-employer reviews at Glassdoor against Colorado Health Network that reflects the wrongdoing that was posted and placed 2 weeks following my leaving town after this eviction and a 5-month rental apartment sharing with a friend residency trying to get attention to the obvious conspiracy exposed, first obviously internally exposed to be sourced from internal of my tenancy control leaderships, in October. Of 2016 where the process was written about in July and the court filing complaint was made on November 30, 2016. I had not yet had a targeted person finger pointed. Just a oddity of linking tied circumstances of suspicion. But that will change on June 6, 2017 and July 5, 2017 with events directly involving the staff at Colorado Health Network and my usage of Facebook Live to document these events of happenstance. So on July 6 is where I name the puppeteer of this 11-month hate and harassment targeted against me campaign to be the second-tier director leadership of Colorado Health Network, Mr. Jamie Villalobos, regional director, second from the top. The top executive director I am not sure is internal involved of conspiracy or just outside the informed conspiracy actions. It was on July 14, 2017 when I invited executive director Daryl Vigil at my expense for a horse ride at the Jefferson County Park stables located at. When Mr. Vigil failed to arrive for this planned talking situation affair that I planned the day before with park staff in my storytelling of events that I was there spending my days in the park resting in my car till dusk. I told the staff that I planned this horse ride for the next day and if it would not be any trouble that I expected the executive director to not show up that I could get a picture of me occupying a saddle of one horse and an empty riding saddle for the invited party. That picture was made. That picture was taken July 14, 2017 after Mr. Vigil failed to show up for this planned talking out discussion and horse ride affair. It was not until July 28, 2017 that the very first Glassdoor negative perspective and outlook employee to employer review was posted and placed on Glassdoor. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/colorado-health-network-reviews-e171867.2.htm. Sort.sorttype equals road and sort.ascending equals false. July 28, 2017. Helpful, 1. Colorado Health Network logo. Low pay, oppressive management, dishonest business practices. Current employee, anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I have been working at Colorado Health Network full-time, less than a year. Pros. Brand new facility, friendly coworkers, easy access to downtown. Interviews are too easy. Great benefits. Benefits those less fortunate. Cons. Oppressive leadership, disingenuous management, dishonest business practices. I really want to like this place but the management could use some training. I have witnessed some dishonest business practices going on here. Toxic work environment. Pay is very low. Upper level management is very elitist, discriminating, and oppressive toward other staff. Advice to management. Take some training courses to learn how to perform your job better. Many may have landed in their current positions due to the Peter Principle. Do some house cleaning, see who actually contributes to the successful functioning of the company and trim the fat. Just because someone is fun outside of work and makes you laugh does not mean they are competent managers that need to be leading other people. Take a look in the mirror. There are 2 more negative perspective reviews and 4 total reviews available at the above link, recopied here for your use. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/colorado-health-network-reviews-e171867272.htm. Sword.sortype equals road and sword.ascending equals false. Realizing that Glassdoor has this article referencing criminal investigations, this could be an expensive venture for the county as well as for the organizations and individuals involved. It would be best to follow through with my reconciliation settlement that I proposed that I will only accept this settlement arrangement. I will not place that settlement arrangement stipulations in this document here. We can talk about it when I arrive in town on the to visit your office and file this case in person on June 6, 2018. Thank you, Mr. James M. Driscoll. 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, CA 92405, 909-882-8759, https://www.techter.com/articles/201711026-12054338539/case-glassdoor-grand-jury-subpoena-how-courts-or-messing-with-online-speech-secret.shtml-comments. The case of Glassdoor and the grand jury subpoena, and how courts are messing with online speech in secret. From the It Ain't So Grand Department. In my last post, I discussed why it is so important for platforms to be able to speak about the discovery demands they receive, seeking to unmask their anonymous users. That candor is crucially important in ensuring that unmasking demands can't damage the key constitutional right to speak anonymously, without some sort of check against their abuse. The earlier post rolled together several different types of discovery instruments, subpoenas, warrants, NSLs, etc. Because to a certain extent it doesn't matter which one is used to unmask an anonymous user. The issue raised by all of them is that if their power to unmask an anonymous user is too unfettered, then it will chill all sorts of legitimate speech. And, as noted in the last post, the ability for a platform receiving an unmasking demand to tell others it has received it is a critical check against unworthy demands seeking to unmask the speakers behind lawful speech. The details of each type of unmasking instrument do matter, though, because each one has different interests to balance and, accordingly, different rules governing how to balance them. Unfortunately, the rules that have evolved for any particular one are not always adequately protective of the important speech interests any unmasking demand necessarily affects. As is the case for the type of unmasking demand at issue in this post, a federal grand jury subpoena. Grand jury subpoenas are very powerful discovery instruments, and with good reason, the government needs a powerful weapon to be able to investigate serious crimes. There are also important constitutional reasons for why we equip grand juries with strong investigatory power, because if charges are to be brought against people, it's important for due process reasons that they have been brought by the grand jury, as opposed to a more arbitrary exercise of government power. Grand juries are, however, largely at the disposal of government prosecutors, and thus a grand jury subpoena essentially functions as a government unmasking demand. The ability to compel information via a grand jury subpoena is therefore not a power we can allow to exist unchecked. Which brings us to the story of the grand jury subpoena served on Glassdoor, which Paul Levy and Ars Technica wrote about earlier this year. It's a story that raises 3 interrelated issues, 1, a poor balancing of the relevant interests, 2, a poor structural model that prevented a better balancing, and 3, a gag that has made it extraordinarily difficult to create a better rule governing how grand jury subpoenas should be balanced against important online speech rights. Glassdoor is a platform focused on hosting user-provided information about employers. Much of the speech it hosts is necessarily contributed anonymously so that the speakers can avoid any fallout from their candor. This is the sort of fallout that, if they had to incur it, would discourage them from contributing information others might find valuable. The seriousness of these sorts of consequences is why the district court decision denying Glassdoor's attempts to resist the grand jury subpoena seeking to unmask their users reflects such a poor balancing of the relevant interests. Perhaps if the subpoena had been intended to unmask people the government believed were themselves guilty of the crime being investigated, the balance might have tipped more in favor of enforcing it. But the people who the subpoena was seeking to unmask were simply suspected as possibly knowing something about the crime that others were apparently committing. It is not unreasonable for the government to want to be able to talk to witnesses, but that desire to talk to them is not the only interest present here. These are people who are simply availing themselves of their right to speak anonymously, and who, if this subpoena is enforced, are going to be shocked to suddenly find the government on their doorstep wanting to talk to them. This sort of unmasking is chilling to them and anyone else who might want to speak anonymously, because it means that there's no way they ever will be able to speak should their speech happen to ever somehow relate, however tangentially, to someone else's criminal behavior. It is also inconsistent with the purported goal of fighting crime, because it will prevent criminal behavior from coming to light in the first place, for few will want to offer up information if it will only tempt trouble for them at some point in the future. This misbalancing of interests is almost a peripheral issue in this case, however. The more significant structural concern is why such a weak balancing test was used. As discussed previously, in order to protect the ability to speak anonymously online, it is important for a platform to be able to resist demands to unmask their users in cases where the reason for the unmasking does not substantially outweigh the need to protect people's right to speak anonymously online. But the district court denied Glassdoor's attempt to resist the subpoena when it chose to apply the test from Brandsburg v. Hayes, a Supreme Court case focused on the ability to resist a grand jury subpoena. Brandsburg, however, has nothing to do with the internet or internet platforms. It is a case from the 1970s that was solely focused on whether the First Amendment gave journalists the right to resist a grand jury subpoena. Ultimately, it decided that they generally had no such right, at least so long as the government was not shown to be acting in bad faith, which, while not nothing, is not a standard that is particularly protective of anonymity. It also barely even addressed the interests of the confidential sources themselves, dismissing their interest in maintaining anonymity as a mere preference, and one the court presumed was being sought only to shield themselves from prosecution for their own criminal culpability. The upshot of Brandsburg is that the journalist, as an intermediary for a source's information, had no right to resist a grand jury subpoena. Unfortunately, Brandsburg simply can't be extended to the online world where, for better or worse, essentially all speech must be intermediated by some sort of platform or service in order to happen. The need to let the platforms resist grand jury subpoenas therefore has less to do with whether an intermediary itself has a right to resist them and everything to do with the right of their users to speak anonymously, which, far from being a preference, is an affirmative right the Supreme Court, after Brandsburg, subsequently recognized. A better test, and one that respects the need to maintain this critical speech right, is therefore needed, which is why Glassdoor appealed the district court's ruling. Unfortunately, its appeal has raised a third issue. While there is often a lot of secrecy surrounding a grand jury investigation, in part because it makes sense to keep the subject of an investigation in the dark, preserving that level of secrecy does not necessarily require keeping absolutely everything related to the subpoena under seal. Fortunately, the district court and the DOJ, who agreed to this, recognized that some information could safely be released, particularly related to Glassdoor's challenge of the subpoena's enforcement generally, and thanks to that limited unsealing, we can tell that the case involved a misapplication of Brandsburg to an internet platform. Unfortunately, the Ninth Circuit didn't agree to this limited disclosure and sealed the entirety of Glassdoor's appeal, even the parts that were already made public. The effects of this sealing included that it became impossible for potential amici to weigh in support of Glassdoor and to argue for a better rule that would allow platforms to better protect the speech rights of their users. While Glassdoor had been ably litigating the case, the point of amicus briefs is to help the court see the full implications of a particular ruling on interests beyond those immediately before it, which is a hard thing for the party directly litigating to do itself. The reality is that Glassdoor is not the first, and will not be the last, platform to get a grand jury subpoena, but unless the rules governing platforms' ability to resist are stronger than what's afforded by Brandsburg, the privacy protection speakers have depended on will continue to evaporate should their speech ever happen to capture the interest of a federal prosecutor with access to grand jury. For all we know, of course, the Ninth Circuit might have seen its point and quashed the subpoena. Or maybe it upheld it, and maybe the FBI has now unpleasantly surprised those Glassdoor users. We may never know, just as we may never know if there are other occasions where courts have used specious reasoning to allow grand jury subpoenas to strip speakers of their anonymity. Even if the Ninth Circuit indeed fixed the problems with this questionable attempt at unmasking, by doing it in secret it's missed an important opportunity to provide guidance to lower courts to help ensure that they don't allow other questionable attempts to keep happening to speakers in the future. My name is Martin Driscoll. I am requesting that everyone now refer to me by my middle name, as my primary name is reference to my peace-building efforts in relation to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I was born on September 1, 1965 in San Bernardino, CA. By given real legal given at birth is James 1st Martin, middle, Driscoll, last. I was of the fetal age of 3 months when the history of race relations in the United States historical events. Selma to Montgomery, March 1965. On Sunday, May 20, 2018 at 2:40 p.m., Martin J. Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com, wrote. https://www.inverta.org/contact-. Denver District Attorney's Office. Address: 201 W. Colfax Avenue, 8th floor, Denver, CO 80202. Email address: info@inverta.org. Fax number: 720-913-9035. From James Martin Driscoll, former resident of Chesney Cleanjohn Apartments, 1005 Washington Street, Apt 112, Denver, Colorado. Unlawful business practices resulting to filing of illegal eviction case number 2016C70601 filed on November 30, 2016 in HIV, AIDS housing on November 30, 2016, World AIDS Day Eve. Intent to file criminal complaint against the HIV, AIDS Denver flagship agency, Colorado Health Network for hashtag conspiracy exposed and collusion of conspirators and cyber stalking of online activities and invasions of privacy involving those lawful online activities. Please don't deny this case from being filed and brought forward. The haters have been allowed to win. Time for a course correction. Forwarded message from realuphuman.net, less than realuphuman.net, spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, @gmail.com. Date Sunday, May 20, 2018 at 2:25 p.m. Subject: @voice. Facebook post: intentions to file complaint with Denver County District Attorney's Office, re, hashtag conspiracy exposed in Denver HIV, AIDS housing and HIV, AIDS social services. Sources of hate and harassment and embarrassment to the Denver HIV, AIDS community as whole, hater and discrimination has been allowed to win. 2. Voice at growup.net, spelled GRUWUP.net, great reasons as will unite peace, a site advisor cleared safe education, reference James Driscoll, less than in the mind way @gmail.com. CC, Rachel, hashtag Cromobonel Griffin, Rachel @thislawfirm.com. Read in full. This will be web archived and provided spoken voice text narrative translation of this text alongside the written text copy. https://www.facebook.com/inthemindway/posts 10,211,824,698,394,986. James M. Driscoll shared Ed Rieske's post. 8 hours. Image may contain text. Ed Rieske. If you call yourself my buddy, friend, or family, hit like, say hi, share this to your status, watch no one follows direction. March 15th. Like, show more reactions. Comment. Share. 1. Melody Badwound Wright. Sister of significant other ex-boyfriend Joy Badwound, who is mentioned in many of the online documentation of record by email address. Comments. Melody Badwound Wright. Melody Badwound Wright, hi. Manage. Like, show more reactions. Reply 1H. James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll, which am I to you? Buddy. Friend. Family. Since JB decided to cut the tie of relationship between us, in view of distrust of money factors on the Verizon Wireless account, for which I had already put into SMS writing, email writing, my intentions. He goes off on accusing me of stiffing him for the remaining balance of my phone device. $300, in which I told him that I would pay off the balance of the phone but would not pay any premature disconnect member fee because I had already told him the story of what had happened to me in social services. i.e., Denver, Colorado AIDS Project, DCAP versus client number 12153, even though he did not believe my story. No family, not even my mother, truly had placed the outrageous actors of the Colorado Health Network in the 11-month hate and harassment campaign that I was bearing witness through and documenting it as best as I could. Through the dates of April 2015, move into Denver date. Into Chesney Cleanjohn Apartments, Chesney Cleanjohn Apartments, Chesney Cleanjohn Housing Inc. Through the seriousness of my car being stolen in January of 2016, the very hateful SMS conversation of George Mark Adsit, http://fuckeduphuman.net, spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding knot of hashtag Potapo. Per percent 23 fucked up Umangi Saris holes, in March of 2016, the recorded video and post to Facebook of Mr. Mawa Harris, https://www.facebook.com/inthemindway, videos, VB, 1,295,702,360, 10,206,429,424,996,523. Type equals 2 in theater. May 9, 2016, this outgoing email written May 11, 2016 and assigned as community address number 01D, http://community.growup.net, spelled GRUWUP.net, great reasons as will unite peace, a site advisor cleared safe education, reference, 01D, projecting future time discussion meeting, whenever, adaptive thinking July 20, 2016, in October this internal of Chesney Cleanjohn apartment tier hashtag conspiracy tie would be linked to another tenant. This story being filed in my answer and defense of my eviction case that no one was paying attention to. See tweet. James Driscoll at GrewUp. The 6th of December 2016. Hashtag conspiracy exposed. This is my answer defense to unlawful detainer, eviction case from Denver CO. https://twitter.com/grewup/status/80636495831751056. It would not be until June and July of the following year that the source of this conspiracy hate and harassment would expose himself to be, which I personally named in a Facebook Live video recorded the day after events that occurred in front of the Colorado Health Network on July 5th and recorded in a Facebook Live the next day, July 6th. https://www.facebook.com/inthemindway/videos10209256569245608. This after a Facebook Live was recorded on June 6, 2017, which Sammy Francher reads the every single business card of the Colorado Health Network into the record of this video. https://www.facebook.com/inthemindway/videos10209396034879916. It would not be until after I leave town in July that on Glassdoor, these employee-to-employer reviews appear on the site. Showing exactly who was at fault, IT was not ME but them, and still JB has not been given the facts because he does not want to actually talk truth. https://www.glassdoor.com/Colorado Health Network. Melody Badwound write, I will be in Denver the week of June 6, 2018 to file a complaint with the Denver County District Attorney's Office in reference to hashtag conspiracy exposed in HIV, AIDS social services and the actors involved. With spoken voice text narrative interface. TXT, Gmail, preliminary story for a filed complaint.html the 30th of April 2018 1930 151k. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history. /.. gmail%20. Manage. Image may contain text. The layout image of Glassdoor reviews for Colorado Health Network is attached to this comment, and a word definition clarification to CADI is also provided in this layout image. These are given here for spoken voice narrative. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/colorado-health-network-reviews-e171867.htm. Sword.sortype equals road and sword.ascending equals false. Colorado Health Network. 4 reviews. 3 reviews provided here. Colorado Health Network reviews. Updated February 17, 2018. 4 reviews. Your trust is our top concern, so companies can't alter or remove reviews. Employee reviews. Sort popular rating date. February 17, 2018. Colorado Health Network logo. If you don't gossip like a teenager, you'll be an outsider. Former employee, anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Neutral outlook. I worked at Colorado Health Network full-time. Pros. The mission at CHN is good. Cons. Very catty work environment for the most part. Advice to management. Get to know employees better. https://www.urbandictionary.com/define.php. Term equals catty. 3. Catty. When a person or group of people, usually friends, or sometimes in college sorority sisters, act very immature, don't ever escape the high school mindset, such as getting caught up in stupid catty drama that is relatively unimportant, or sometimes annoying, loud, obnoxious, materialistic, drunk, change their morals for the acceptance of others, act like they are the shit, and above others in status who are not in that group, etc. Things of that nature. I can't stand that group of people's catty attitudes. They are going nowhere in life until they realize that they need to grow up and stop acting so. Catty. Hashtag immature. Hashtag dramatic. Hashtag sorority. Hashtag sororities. Hashtag Greek life. Hashtag obnoxious. Hashtag catty. Hashtag cattiness. Hashtag cattiness. By Cali Girl 3131 December 12, 2008. September 13, 2017. Helpful to. Colorado Health Network logo. Employment. Former employee. Client services in Denver. CO. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I worked at Colorado Health Network, less than a year. Pros. Case managers are not micromanaged. Occasionally drug companies will come in and bring free lunch, relaxed dress code, on a major bus line. Cons. Management is awful. They do not trust their employees with anything, not even tissues. If you want a box of tissues, you have to go to upstairs and talk to them. One person stores them in his office. They had a big investigation because 2 employees quit because of racism and discrimination within the organization. The investigation was inconclusive. They had a meeting with all of the staff that was announced 24 hours prior. Regarding discrimination, it was said that we were diverse, we have one of everything. How can an organization thrive when a top official is racist? If you are a woman or person of color, it is very hard to move up in the org and be heard. If you are a cute, white male, you will do well in this company. Turnover is high, show less. Advice to management, maybe start with a little bit of respect for clients and staff. July 28, 2017. Helpful, 1. Colorado Health Network logo. Low pay, oppressive management, dishonest business practices. Current employee, anonymous employee. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I have been working at Colorado Health Network full-time, less than a year. Pros. Brand new facility, friendly coworkers, easy access to downtown. Interviews are too easy. Great benefits. Benefits those less fortunate. Cons. Oppressive leadership, disingenuous management, dishonest business practices. I really want to like this place, but the management could use some training. I have witnessed some dishonest business practices going on here. Toxic work environment. Pay is very low. Upper level management is very elitist, discriminating, and oppressive toward other staff. Advice to management. Take some training courses to learn how to perform your job better. Many may have landed in their current positions due to the Peter Principle. Do some house cleaning, see who actually contributes to the successful functioning of the company and trim the fat. Just because someone is fun outside of work and makes you laugh does not mean they are competent managers that need to be leading other people. Take a look in the mirror. Noteworthy of crossing of dates, I had to leave town Denver for my hometown the week of July 15, 2017. That is where I am as I write this address today to the public. Like, show more reactions. Reply 56 meters. James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll, the date of the May 11, 2016 is a bit confused above. It is called abusive relationships, I want to pursue a lawsuit. http://meme.growup.net/gruup.net/net. Great reasons as will unite peace as site advisor cleared safe education, reference. Abusive percent 20 relationships percent 20 percent 20. Manage. Abusive relationships, I want to pursue a lawsuit, in the mind way at gmail.com, gmail. meme.growup.net/gruup.net. Great reasons as will unite peace as site advisor cleared safe education, reference. Like, show more reactions. Reply, remove preview 50 meters. James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll, LinkedIn help BFD equals big fucking deal hashtag wordstallofbe. https://www.youtube.com/watch. v=5UK9UKXK4. I will be filing a criminal complaint for abuse of power, collusion of invasion of privacy in regards to cyberstalking my online activities against organizations and persons involved. Colorado Health Network Denver Colorado AIDS Project DCAP, personally named actors of conspiracy, Jamie Villalobos and Angela Keaty. Rocky Mountain Cares, http://www.rockymountaincares.org/now known as AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin, ARCW Joint Merger. Personally named actors of conspiracy, Cinnamon Romero, case manager, and Shannon Southall, exec director. Chesney Clanjohn Apartments, personally named actors of conspiracy, Daryl Johnson. Property manager, Pillar Property LLC, I do believe is somewhat innocent, however, Jennifer Maddock Property Manage accepted the false storytelling record of me, my character, my reputation, libel and defamation claims of false storytelling of Daryl Johnson of Chesney Clanjohn and even perhaps in the director of Jamie Villalobos at that time of this false bad tenant story casting storytelling of collusion in an 11-month hate and harassment campaign to direct chaos and calamity into my life. That in effect that I have every contact at a viable remedy attempted to be followed through in August with a finally attempted business meeting between my case manager Cinnamon Romero, Pillar Properties property manager Jennifer Maddock and Chesney Clanjohn Apartments building manager Daryl Johnson that failed to get the corrective adaptive thinking solutions to bring halt this ongoing hate and harassment campaign. In August, it was Daryl Johnson's rudeness that he had to stand in insolence of this business meeting to yell at me at the first to subvert authority of my very own business meeting. When Daryl Johnson speaks, it is his way or the highway. And for that he had to verbally apologize to this group meeting. And he is the deliverance of the hate and harassment commands of Jamie Villalobos, I claim is conspiracy exposed. The documentation of this business meeting into the email record of it Cinnamon Romero of Rocky Mountain Cares along with the events of the bicycle prove collusion between parties of the social services agency's collective against me, a citizen resident. I will name Pillar Property LLC as an instrument agency of Goal Target Eviction, for they indeed proceeded pursue this case even though I had informed attorney Rachel Griffin of Shetter Hamrick Sulzer PC with my answer and defense filing to eviction case number 2016C70601 filed on November 30, 2016 in HIV, AIDS Housing, Denver, Colorado AIDS Project, DCAP AIDS Healthcare Foundation Elton John AIDS Foundation Act Against AIDS, on November 30, 2016, World AIDS Day Eve. Meta World Peace and Magic Johnson Foundation, via Los Angeles Lakers contacts, were even attempted to be interfaced to stop this hate. No avail. My rights to claim criminal filing of complaint against responsible parties is my right that I hold the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, the absolute real truth, the absolute real up human truth, the absolute real up human moral truth to these circumstances. As documented by hashtag word stall of be a plain unvarnished tale awaits court magistrate oversight to make the statements hold, counsels will be strong, thy reprimands avail, manage. LinkedIn help BFD equals big fucking deal hashtag word stall of be, YouTube. YouTube.com. Like show more reactions. Reply remove preview 5 meters edited. James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll hashtag word stall of be manage. Image may contain, text. Like show more reactions. Reply 20 meters. James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll http://community.gruup.net spelled gruup.net. Great reasons this will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference, words to live by. Art thou dejected? Is thy mind o'ercast? To chase thy gloom, go fix some weighty truth. Chain down some passion, do some generous good. Teach ignorance to see, or grief to smile. Correct thy friend, befriend thy greatest foe. Be just in all things, make amends. For follies past, and, with warm heart. Forgive, and be forgiven. Let work not words, thy virtue prove, go act as well as prate, and then thy counsels will be strong. Thy reprimands avail, anon. The province of the historian is to gather the threads of the past ere they elude forever his grasp and weave them into a harmonious web to which the art preservative may give immortality. Therefore he who would rescue from fast gathering oblivion the deeds of a community and send them on to futurity in an imperishable record should deliver a plain unvarnished tale, manage. It grew up 2016, hashtag community peacebuilding, words to live by. Virus free.